Kosev Rav Sar Shalom, Anashim Harbe Adorn Bachotzer Ahas. Shura Sadin, Shem Mishnat Fin Kulim B'Shem and V'Yotz and Kulim B'Ner Echad. Avo Lehidu Mitzvah Kol Echad Echad Mazel Latzmo Pesach Beso.
Pesach
Beso?
Not
by
the
Chazer?
What kind of thing is that?
That's right. Shura Sadin Shemishtafen Kulam B'Shem and V'Yotz and Kulam B'Nei Recha.
Where?
Avo Lehidu Mitzvah Kol Echad Echad Madag La'atzma Pesach Beso.
Which opens up to the Chatzar.
Yeah, fine.
No, but Shura Sadin.
Where
does he hold you light? Honestly, where does he hold you light?
In the first case, you mean?
Yeah, right. Shura Sadin, he'll tell you the location.
No. He doesn't tell you.
It's like Rashi switches from Rashi. That doesn't make sense.
I know.
He must mean in the middle of the Chatzar.
That's like nobody.
It's not the worst.
Everyone, they're all open to the Chatzar.
It's not a Tirshish Aram.
No, it's not Tirshish Aram. It's like Pesach Bateyam. It's a Pesach, it's Rashi.
But this Rashi means because it's Mitzvah to your
body. Olds. So what is the old if you can light one in the Chatzar?
Where in the Chatzar?
I guess in the entrance to the chutzner. Where do you let me light in the chutzner? To the entrance.
Also, there's just Robin, like right outside the chutzner.
Right outside the chutzner. So.
And then his madrin switches to Rashi.
Then his madrin switches says each one should light.
That's like
in
Rashi.
Addition. In addition or instead?
No, instead.
So they not
yeah, that'd be crazy.
So what are the svaras here? I mean we.
We didn't even know about this.
The first part.
Yeah, that's kind of important to understand the
sheet. Kind of important.
The whole sheet is strange. The whole thing is strange.
Now I have to give a share.
What's the Mishnah? The sheet of it means he has a chova, right? The only legitimate kiyum is the nair of the balabayas. That's the only legitimate nair. So he can't make his own nair, because the nair is not the balabayas.
Or an
achsanoi. So in Shituf, he's yotze because he has a chelik of the chefta shalom nair.
Right.
Right? So that's why I want to say the same thing over here. We have anashim arbe b'chotzer achas. So he wants to say that that the same thing will apply, because either one of them over here that lights will be legitimate. Okay, and the other one will be Yosef Yishituf.
But where are you supposed to light? On the Chatzar?
I guess it's legitimate to light one by the Chatzar. So but each guy has a Chova to be Yotze. So either he does it, either you light one by the Chatzar, either one lights and it's a legitimate lighting, and the other one will be Yotze through having a Chelek. Either or.
But like in a family.
But if you want, but lehidur mitzvah, you want to be yotze not through having a chelik, but through a real nair. So then each one has to light in front of Pesach Beso.
So why isn't it one that each light by Pesach the Chatzar?
No, because you can't.
Why not?
Because I'm assuming he's learning nair shabeso. In other words, I mean, no, he holds you can't have more than one menorah in one spot. Because then it's a whole of you of what how many neiros you have there.
So then how do you do it in Pesach Beso?
Pesach Beso, each one has a separate Pesach Beso.
No, but then they
let's say two guys in one house.
What?
Say two guys in one house.
Oh, then he doesn't have that case.
No, that's what I mean. But
no, you know, shnei adam, but there's one chotzer. No?
Well, misif.
Where is the case? It can't be two.
Yeah. Oh, shnei. Right.
No, but you can learn that's from a hajjan. That's in one house.
That's right.
That's what
Rashi learned. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what he says. But then one menorah in one place. In one place, right? Because
that does.
Right.
Not like the Rambam.
That's good.
Right.
Why isn't
no, but even the Rambam only has one system, and he doesn't have two systems in the same house, in the same
place. In Mahadram and Mahadram, what you can do.
Yeah, but you can't have two guys doing Mahadram and Mahadram in front of one house.
Not one person's doing the lighting.
Because in other words, the Rambam has a system. So, but it's only one system to a house. You can't have two systems in front of one house.
Oh, you mean you're saying because it's he may have liked the, and if it was one house, it wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
It's because it's many different buttons. That's why it's So he doesn't necessarily have to hold like those. He could hold like if you had one house, then you can do. Got it.
Okay. In this case, we have one chutzner with many houses.
He brings down like. He says, "Amar sheishes achsnai shelo nafisha chayv nerchan."
What you think? So you see, he holds that the chiv is on the gavra.
Yeah, that's correct.
He holds the chiv is on the
gavra.
He
holds the chiv on the
gavra. Who is that? This is the Baal Yitur?
This is the Baal Yitur. This is the one that he's quoting.
He's quoting him as the chatzah, though.
What?
The
rabbi's
quoting him as the
chov and
the
chatzah.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Avram Rabzir Mereisha Mishtatfina Basar then Sivna.
But Mereisha Mishtatfina. Again, he's Mishtatfina. Basar then Sivna after I got married.
Right. Amina Hashava Elotzorch the Kamalik Alai Bigo Basar. Shamina Anashim Harbe Bechotzer Echad Mishtatfin Beshemen Yotzin Kulmin Erechad. Vehachim
Anashim Harbe
Bechotzer Echad.
Chatzar echad.
Mishtatfin b'shemen.
Yes.
Yosin kulam v'ner echad.
From Achsanoi.
Right.
Okay.
It says, v'chachin shadaru mimesifta. And say,
v'chachin shadaru mimesifta. This is what they sent from.
Oh, that's what they sent from. Okay, fine. So I thought, okay, fine. You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's very clear.
Yeah, it's very clear.
Very good. In other words, what he does is he opens up what the whole idea of Shitof is.
What
the whole idea of Shitof is that you could, that another way to be Yotzei Ner Chanukah, which is not the highest level, is where you have a legitimate Ner and you have a Chelek in that Ner. So then you're Yotzei because of Shitof.
But you have to start to it some way.
Yeah.
You have to be
even
Achsanai
is Mitzarev
because he's there.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. But there's no way out of this because there's too many shitas. And I mean, I always hate practical shaylos on the Hanukkah. But now I figure this way, whatever you tell them is Yotzei according to one shita.
You're right about that. Somebody that's Durabana.
That's it.
This means not like tosses by the chatzer, but
Kineged
the bias.
Kineged the bias. That's Rashi. So now, but now we have a problem. What do you do if you have two guys in an apartment and they're both independent, but you only have one bias?
You mean roommates.
Roommates.
So why can't it be just do the same?
So you can't say each one should light, according to them, because you can only have one menorah for one bias.
So why can't you do the same thing you did the chutzner?
Yeah,
so one hadlock of a bofen, mishtatef.
So then you can do shitof.
Right.
So we have to change the psak again.
But
we're really no egg. But according to the Ramah, it would be good.
If what?
Because the Ramah holds that each one can light his own menorah anyways.
Because of the heater is the Maisa.
Yeah, heater is the Maisa. But if you want to be also like the Rishonim, so you should do both of them. Mishtatef and light.
So you're defining Ben Bias that you have the whole house, not just simply that many people live in that house?
Right.
Has to be a
that goes for everybody in the
right, it can't be considered one bias if they're not so much on one shulchan.
It's a social bias.
Yeah. Each one is paying rent. And each one is an independent.
Okay,
so and if they have separate bedrooms, then they can each light in their own bedroom then, right?
If they have separate bedrooms.
Well, that's gonna be a question if they're lighting for the bias. Like the Pearson's
lighting for themselves. That's
I'm saying if they're not putting
the
it in the window,
right.
If they're not putting it on the window, then they have to have many people.
By the window of their bedroom.
Well, so the right way to do is both shituf, and then if you have separate bedrooms, so each one does the it separately
and
without a brach.
It's a different place though, so
different place, like Ramos says.
Pesach their room.
Yeah, Pesach the room.
Okay, they just put it on the table. Or
it no,
not
the table's not there.
So you're saying when the Rambam says Nerach Shabbos,
Rosh Hashanah, he lights outside. Lights by the door.
Oh, so surely by the Pesach of their room, like into the apartment, or Pesach of their
room? As long as it's separate. In other words, the Mishtatef in one. Okay, so therefore one's Yotzei Mishum Shituf and the other one's Yotzei Meikar Din. And but because of the fact that you want to be try to be Yotzei with a Ner instead of Shituf, so each one lights his own menorah, but in a different place, not in the same place.
Well, those separate guys could light it in the same place. The other guys.
Which other guys?
Let's say if one guy's lighting by the window, and then all the other guys who live in the apartment.
Oh, wait, what are they doing?
You said they should light a sefer now.
Well, they should open mishnata first of all.
Right.
If they're independent.
Yeah, right. They should open mishnata, and they should also light their own candle.
That's right.
So there are a few guys like that.
What?
So there are a few guys who are doing that. Or being
fine.
So they, could they do it in the same place, or they have to also be separate from each other?
No, they have to be separate.
From
can't,
each other?
Yeah, you can't do the same place.
And they would like.
Nobody else is doing the same place. The same place where you don't know what you're counting.
And the separate halakhas, they would not make a bracha because already.
Yeah, they should be yotze with the bracha of the.
The shittuf.
But isn't it, don't they have to light first? Or are there already yotze through shittuf? It's too late for them to
light. No, that's because the question
no,
if you're going to be yotze.
No, they make the bracha.
So well, are they yotze their mitzvah through the shittuf?
But to some maybe
it's like too late. Isn't it like too late to do their mitzvah? Like, shouldn't they have to light first
no,
in order?
Should.
Question is if Shita doesn't work, no?
I'm saying, shouldn't they light first? Because if Shita doesn't work, then they have the kiyam. If Shita works, then...
I mean, they should light first, they shouldn't get the heater.
Or else they're not going to get the heater, because they're at Yotze the other way. Or else there's no point in what they're doing. It's too late to Yotze the mitzvah through... And through the
but it's a suffix if
they
Yotze the mitzvah. That's the question.
First of all, they Yotze through Shita, or they have to do Shita?
No, they have to do Shita, because the question of how they're going to be Yotze. They're going to be Yotze through themselves, or they're going to be Yotze through the bias.
But the Shita holds that Shita would definitely work.
Why you? They go like when you invite you during the week.
Right.
So he said, my wife likes me. So one of the kids like couldn't believe it.
You mean Chicago?
What? Yeah, Chicago. So what are the kids race in? You mean you don't let your open door like you couldn't believe
it? Come on with this. So, the Maga Mishnah, Kosov. Machlokas, the Magid Mishnah, who says that you can't do like the Balaitor, right? Because the Balaita says give me Mishnatov, and he says you can't, you gotta do Neruch Halachat Vecha, right?
I mean, when they have one pet, when they have one chutz, when they share one chutz.
Yes.
Okay.
But yet he would agree with the concept that Achsanai can be Mishnatov.
Yes. He asked them.
I know, that's a Gemara.
Okay, so,
that's the difficult.
So I would say the machlokes is whether the shita will work and by shnei b'nei adam.
Right.
Or it only is the din by achsanoi.
Right.
We only have one legitimate nair.
Right.
And therefore I have a right to be, they institute a shita for a miyotze through having a chelik in the nair.
But it's irav otherwise.
But if it's shnei b'nei adam.
You can't utilize that.
Independent of you mean?
Right, so definitely to chesh to extend it from Achsanai to this case.
What?
To chesh to extend the possible
right. Why? Because you mean Achsanai is part of that bias,
yeah.
But he's not kavua, it's only got Roy?
No, Achsanai has no choice. Because he has a chiyuv.
Yeah, but it works.
What do you mean if it works? It works because there's one legitimate nair, and you can't do your own.
It's not your bias.
Right. So therefore, they were omisakin that you can be yotze through having a chelik, through shituf, having a chelik in the nair, you can be yotze.
Yeah, but that's because you're now sleeping there. You're ben bias by roi.
What's the difference?
Well, you have to have a relationship, correct?
No, I don't think it's because he's.
So then why?
Because if you're going to say that, so then he could light himself.
So then why can? How does he relate to it?
What?
So how does he relate to it? Just simply because
he has a chelik in the nair.
So let's say he's not an Achsanai. Let's say he doesn't have.
Guy walks in on the street. Right. I have a chelik in your nair and pays. Could he do that?
Yeah.
No, because he has a chiv to be a malik bebeso. That's what I'm saying. It's only a din of by Achsanai.
Because it's considered his bias.
No.
So then.
Because they will make up Achsanai because he has a chiv which you can't be mekayim.
Right.
And there isn't there. So they said you could be yotze through a chelik. But a regular guy can come off the street and give you a chelik and give you a. That's why he holds over here, he can't do it.
Oh, so what is it that allows the Achsanai to be mitzaref? What is his chaloshim that allows him to be mitzaref with you?
Could he be mitzaref to a different house?
No.
Okay. I guess by this house, could he pay money to a different house?
Yeah, what is it that allows him to do with this house?
We said that it does have a kvias, right? I think one time
we said it was a
it was a minimal kvias.
Yeah, it's like he's not
a minimal kvias.
It's a rai. It's biased by rai. So since he's been biased by rai, so it's a mitzvah.
You can partake of the nair of the bias.
Right, you can partake of the nair of the bias. But he doesn't.
That makes sense.
It's a guest. Like a guest could participate in certain activities
right.
In the house.
Right, that makes sense, yeah.
You're not going to extend that to this other case.
No.
But then it wouldn't work by the other case.
That's yeah,
right.
Right.
But there's only a sleeper.
So the other
the
ones.
The other sheep does, yeah.
That's what we have to pay.
Yeah, that's what we have to pay. I know. So I slipped my notes off.
That's so what does Rabbeinu Sarchalom hold? He holds that what? Oh, he holds his mitzvah because each one. Each one has a chiv in the chutzah. Each one has a chiv in the chutzah.
Isn't there a chiv on the body?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can be light in the chutzah. In other words, since you can lighten the chutzah, so each bias has a right to lighten the chutzah, so that's why he has a right to be mishnatif.
What is the sheet of your bias? How's it work, bias?
Right? Okay, so. But the Rav wants, he's saying the Rav wants to say it's a question whether it's a Chavas bias or whether it's a Chavas, I don't see how that works out.
Has it worked by Chanai Rabbi according to the other Shittas?
What?
I'd like to see it.
Well, I don't know, what do you mean?
Has Rav Sarshalom hold by Chanai? Has it
same way.
I mean, they each have two separate Chiyuvim, but there's only one bias, so there's only one candle?
There's only one legitimate candle because he only has a minor or a Kvias. He's a guest.
Oh, you learn. Everybody learns the same way about Sinai.
Yes.
Oh, so then, how does it when you have two bottom?
I mean, so he can't be a modlik since it's only.
He can't be a modlik since you're only a guest.
Since he's only a guest.
So therefore, they created a sheet.
But he has a kvias.
But
he can't be. But he can't do a meisim.
Years ago, that's what we learned. I never remember.
So then, when you have two separate bottom, so that relationship doesn't hold. That relationship is not there's no relationship like that. They have two separate kvias. They have no.
That's right. So that's the machlokes.
So how would she work there?
Where by Rav Sarshalom?
Yeah.
Because each one is really chayef. Each one can be madlik in that chutzar. And each one has a shaychus to that hadlaka.
Okay.
So he's saying that we have a shaychus to the hadlaka, that you could be yotzei through shituf.
But has that
just like the Achsanai.
The Bassanai becomes part of the Bnei Beis of the Shituf.
I don't even care. No,
they're Bnei Chatzar.
He doesn't become part of Bnei Beis of the Shituf. He becomes part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah.
Right. He's part of the Halakha.
It doesn't transform.
It's his Nair. It means
it changes him.
It's his Nair.
Yeah.
Is his Nair just intrinsically because he has a temporary Kiyus then?
He has a minor
Kiyus. No, because he paid.
No, he paid.
Because he paid. That's what Shituf is. You're buying.
Chelik of the Neros.
That's why you be Mishtatif. You're not being Mishtatif with the bias.
Which
about bias?
He's Mishtatif.
He's Mishtatif. In other words, you have a minor Kvias in that bias.
Right.
There's only one legitimate Nair in the bias. And you, as a minor Kvias, you have a Chiv. But your Chiv can't be expressed through a Nair because it's not your bias. So your Chiv is your Chiv through having a Chelik of the Mitzvah.
So he could have the Mahajra from the...
Whatever the Baal Bias does, whatever the Baal Bias does, he has.
I'm saying, if he does Mahajra and Mahajra, he can have that.
Yes.
Yeah. He has a Chilur. So what's the Machlekes here by the Rav Sarshalom? So he holds that you have the same thing over here. Because I could be Mavlik in the Chatzah. You could be Mavlik in the Chatzah. So we both have a Shaykhist to the Adlokas Chatzah. But we can't have two Neros there. So therefore, one is Madlik, and the other one, because he has a Shaychus, is Mishtatif.
You can't have two Neros because...
But that's a different kind of Shituf than the... But that's why he says that Achsanoi teaches you that Halacha, they can be Yotze from Shituf, we have a Shaychus. But it's better over here. It's better, he says, nevertheless, to have each one in front of your own house.
Right. It doesn't uproot the bias.
Right.
Just because you do have chutzah, it doesn't uproot the bias.
The bias is going
to
be there
for exactly.
So you can be modlik vis-a-vis the bias. You don't have to go through the chutzah.
That's right. And that would be the better way to do it.
Right, that's the better way to go through the bias.
That's because each one has a full chiva on his bias. It's not like Achsanoi. But what he did from Achsanoi was, he says the same process by Achsanoi, which caused you to be Yotze because you have a Chelek. So the same process you'll have over here by the, it's creative, I mean. He's saying because you have a Shechas to it. And you see when you have a Shechas, Yotze with Shituf. But it's not the best way, because the Achsanoi, that's the best way, because he doesn't have a legitimate ownership. He's only a guest. But here, each one has his own legitimate ownership. So therefore, it's better each one should be Yotze Pesach Beso. I mean, that's the way I understand them, right? Now, what does this have to do with each one has a Chiyuv? Whether it's Chovas Bayev to Chovas Gavra. I don't understand what the Shachas is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult.
The ship in the Chatzah, right?
So
there's a Pesach
HaChatzah. Where's the, I'm saying, where's the
place?
The options.
Yes, it'd be also because they're both my Pesach.
Right.
The Chatzah is my, I have a Chelg in the Chatzah, so I can light in front of the street outside by the Pesach HaChatzah. Or I could light by Pesach HaBayis.
So you're saying Rashi...
There's no better place, you're saying? There's no real better place?
Yeah, the better place is Pesach HaChatzah.
So how is the better hitter everybody nobody lights in the Chatzah then?
Then what?
But the better hitter is that nobody lights in the Chatzah?
Yeah, because
you're not getting my son
it's more important to have a full Kiyum HaMitzvah through the Chiyuv of Ner. Through the Kiyum of Ner. That's what
you said.
That's right.
Even though it's less piercing.
Even though it's less piercing. And that doesn't mean the front door. It means Beisach, it means each room is a separate bias. So in Acham, if each guy owns his own room, so then he should do it in his own room.
If it has a window.
And then you don't need the Shitav, then you don't need the Shitav, right?
Then you don't need the Shitav. Then you don't need the Shitav. Or else they could do it, or else they could do it in the living room, which would be like the Chatzar. Right. Like the Chatzar for the, that's definitely like a Chatzar for each room.
Right.
So you can definitely light in the living room and be mishtatev.
Right. Either way.
Either way.
And what about...
Well, basically, they should do both.
What
do
about
both.
Like they do in yeshiva, where...
They'll be mishtatev.
They should actually be mishtatev papriti with this.
That's right, with that. And then each one's going to light one downstairs.
No. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Downstairs.
So each one has an air.
Well, like what? In the like the kitchen area?
In the kitchen area, yeah.
Why are they lighting separate
by the kitchen?
In case you're not Yotzei
Shitov. Why wouldn't they be Yotzei
Shitov?
That's machlokes, right?
This is not the question here. So you said before that they should keep the ones that they do separate in the kitchen, they should do in separate place. Every guy should have a separate place where he does it? Or that doesn't
matter? You should.
Even though they're just having one candle, but still.
Yeah.
Like otherwise it's just...
Because then you think the guy...
Otherwise it's...
It looks like just
like
Mahajan.
Luck or Mahajan, right?
So you define...
And you're going according to Shita's Tosos by doing that also, that it's for the B'nai bias.
Right.
So you define the Machlok...
Right, so it's both ways, though. I mean, you can't be at all the Shita's. Because of the Trim of Hadeshin, the Achsanoi Shehu Nosui, in Ratzel Lahavlik Olavarach Mishum, Hidur Shapar Dami, the lean near a day list machazah. Lavarach Baruch Hashem Tzricha.
But is he saying he can't light, or is he just trying to make a brother?
No, because it's a Baruch Hashem, because he's being Yotze from his wife.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So the Darkei Moshe, that's what Ramah says, a minute could be very marai. The time of an imuko imo, v'cheinu b'tshuvas maril, sim kuf mehev maril.
Yeah, but what about the Asanoi?
Because
he's
his wife, though, but intrinsically he has no problem. It doesn't sound like he has a problem with the Asanoi lighting.
That's the oldest
right.
Right.
That's
right.
The question. That's the problem.
Well, that's the question.
Sounds like it's not a good issue. Lighting independently, his problem is because his wife lights.
Yes.
But in Asanoi, he seems like he holds enough and could light his own candle. And he'd be able to make a bracha. It's just because he's already able to with his wife.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a problem.
Yeah, that was the question.
That's his issue though, right? Because...
I don't know. He's not clear about that. The bias or the chavas...
Yeah, take it inside.
So what are we saying? We're saying it's machlekes where the shita for work.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so where should take it from?
Yeah. Ha'an yira bi'a machlekes.
V'hikilu gam be'achsenoi sh'alidei ha-hishtatfus v'pruta y'choshev ke'echad mi'b'nei ha-bayis. V'havu ki-gavra echad in yin yir-chanukah yishu-beisa?
It's
Aber habayis atzmo v'achatzer inam el mokom ha'hadlaka v'inam guf ha'mechayev b'ner chanukah v'im keim b'shnei b'nei adam hadorim v'chatzer achas v'im chalukim b'isasam sh'em shnei anashim chalukim agamri p'shita sh'kol echem mechuyev b'ner chanukah levada v'im bahen diner ishu beso zeu shites ha'magi mishnah.
I want that. What is it? What is it?
I don't know. It seems like the thing that he changes his status by paying.
Yes,
sir. Oh, he's.
That's strange. So why can a stranger come in and do it?
Yeah, right.
He doesn't live there.
What do you mean? The money makes some changes. He's saying
the money works if you're not Sinai. Then you become part of the Anshe Bais.
Why? Why? Because
you
haven't, because
you've been starved. How do you become part of the Anshei Bayis and you start to find the Ner Chanukah? I mean, I understand.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. But let's see, let's forget about that problem. So let's say we say it that way.
Okay.
So then what?
So there are two gavras of a chayev, so they each have to light.
Right.
So what?
Two gavras that are chayev,
yeah.
Each have to light.
Ulam
balit of Rosar Shalom Gom Sir Lahu. The Sura Chiyev the Nirchanka who achieved the Ramat Bias. The Chobias of Bias Chayev the Haloka. The Adin the Nair Yishabeso Nobe Mize Gufa the Ink Khan El Bias Achad. Vasher al Kei al Korchach Gam Shne Bnei Adam Hachalukim Bisosam Sof Sof Inlohem El Bias Achad Vichiv Haloka Achas. The Noig Bohem Adin the Nair Yishabeso. The Ner Chanukah Havi Kimezuzah Lagamri, who Kishem Shlo Shayach Lachayev Bais Echad Bishtei Mezuzos, Kach Lo Shayach Lachayev Bais Echad Bishnei Neros Chanukah.
He wants to say that they're all part of the bias,
yeah.
Even though the Chalukim Bais Sasan?
Yeah.
It's one bias. Was from Mezuzah and Chayev Mezuzah?
Yeah, but what?
From the Mezuzah, the bias on Chayev Mezuzah, even though there's many people living.
So they're all B'nai Bais, you're saying?
So how can you be Mishtatef?
They all live in the same house.
So how can you be Mishtatef
in
a chutzah?
The
chol is a bias, like a mezuzah.
So why don't you just leave one there?
That's it.
That's what he said.
Exactly.
But where does he have to be Mishtatef?
Right, that's the question.
That's the question.
Yes, right. Correct. The Shita doesn't work out so good for anybody.
Where does he have to be Mishtatef?
Right. You don't have to be Mishtatef in the mezuzah.
It's my ass. The people that are chalukim b'isasan, they're all considered one b'nei bias, and the whole bias is chayev, like mezuzah. It's different than mezuzah.
He's
not. It's not exactly.
He's learning.
Like
he's learning.
Exactly.
He's learning. Exactly.
He's learning the bias means the bias is chayev, and
it's
not the b'nei bias.
Right.
And he's really learning. It's really like a mezuzah. The bias is the chayev that it has a ner chanukah.
The ner dog has got a mezuzah on one side and a ner dog on the other side.
Ner chanukah isn't the. I mean, this isn't the structure.
Not
wow.
The Gemara just says you should do it that way because that he should be nichnas bein hamitzvahs.
Right.
Not
mm-hmm.
That the Ner Chanukah is like a mezuzah.
Right, but he's learning, right? But I think he is learning that, no? He's not learning this
din
in the bias like we're learning, like it's on the b'nei bias. He's
right.
Learning it's really a din in the bias. It's
in
the bias like
that
a mezuzah is.
That sounds wild.
Right. It's a, every bias, every bias has to have a mezuzah and the Ner Chanukah on Chanukah. It sounds like that's what he's learning now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's his idea of the Chavos bias.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right. That's what his bias all the time. So that's how he's really learning.
Then how you have
bias.
The chutzer? Then have the.
And what?
How you have the chutzer case?
The chutzer case. You should only need one light, and you shouldn't have to be shadow.
Right. But that's what Rosh Hashanah openly says is not true.
I know. You're right. He's learning. He learns bias when he's literal.
Not the bias. Right, or one gavra of chid.
One gavra of chid.
Been in the bias.
Right. So Rav Sarshalom doesn't work out, right?
Well, because there's why you don't need shita.
Right.
And what?
Why didn't you need shita?
Why didn't you need
shita? Well, he only says you need shita in the case of
hold on. And why is it better that each guy should light? Why is it better that each guy should light in his own in front of his own house? Why is that better?
But he never says you need shittif in the case of where they're all living in one house.
That's very strange.
He doesn't say you need shittif in that case, where there are two people living in one house. He says you need shittif in the other case, where there's many houses in one chatzer. Right?
Where there's many houses in one chatzer.
That's where he said
you should. If you're going to light one.
Yeah, because maybe you can understand. If the chov is a bias and they have 10 different batim, so the chov, you'd say each bias is chayiv, chov is a bias, each house needs a mezuzah, each house needs a ner. Right?
Okay.
So what the shittif there is doing is it's transferring the chov, the chov is a chatzah from being the chatzah of a bias to a chatzah of a chatzer. The shittif is, so to speak, you know what I mean, is transferring what the chetzah of Machai Mechuyavis is. That's why you need shittif. But in the case where two people living in one house, you wouldn't require shittif. Nobody, you would be like, Mezuzah,
maybe
one person put pays for it, but it's not.
Yeah, no, maybe he holds that.
The Rishon never says in the case of bias, two people living in one bias, the Rav's case. We're always trying to extend that case to the case of bias. So in Magi Mesha's case.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But Rishon Rishon is saying you need shittif in the case where many bat and one chatzah, you need shittif.
Right.
But who says that he would hold that in the case of one bias and two people, you need shittif? Maybe there you wouldn't need. It'd be like mezuzah. The Rav never said that he would require shittif.
Because
he
holds it's just an extension. He holds the chutz is just an extension. But everyone's going to be extending there.
What's a chutz grammar and chassanoi? They ask literally. What's the problem?
You have to relate it to your bias.
Rav Shalom doesn't have a case where there are two guys in the same bias.
He doesn't, correct. Rav's trying to extend to that case.
From the case of Chatzar.
Right.
So how do you do that?
Well,
if it's the same case, so then you don't need shittif.
If it's the same case...
Well, then you wouldn't need shittif by the bias, rather than the question.
No, you don't need shittif by the... In the case. What's
the
shittif doing?
What's the guy doing? In other words, he needs shittif, Rav Shalom.
In that case. Not
in the case. So how could you bring a rye from that case if he doesn't have the case with Shnei B'nei Adam Adarm by Yisachar?
Because from his far you can see the...
What's his far?
As far as what else would buy the bother, the main point, why can't you put... If you're just saying it's a chova on each individual and the bias is simply the makam. So I have two candles and one makam. Right? Why can't all the 10 batim in the one chatzer? Like 10 candles... 10 separate candles on the Pesach Chatzar. Why
they can, they can.
No, or Sashon holds it would be one candle. If you're all laying in the Chatzar, it'd only be able to do one candle.
Where do you see that?
That's what he says. And he says that the Shuras of Dins, you could light one candle on Pesach Chatzar. But if you want to do Hiddur, then everybody has to light individually on their own bias. But he's not willing to accept many candles in one Makom.
I don't know.
Sashon.
I'm not even talking about that.
Rav Sashon?
Rav Sashon is not talking about the question is whether Yotze. In Pesach HaChatzar or Pesach HaBayis. He's not going to Mehidu, Mahadrim, and Mahadrim.
No, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Exactly. In the framework
that.
Of Neri Shabeso, he will not tolerate multiple candles in one makom.
How do you know he won't tolerate that?
Because he says when you do it, when you're each doing it, because then why, if the better person was just a Rabbim, so why doesn't each person just light?
No, you can't have many candles in one Pesach.
Why not?
Because that's the halach is you can only have one there in front of one Pesach. Because that's a demonstration. If you have a lot of neros, there's no demonstration.
Who says that? Nobody says that. Rabbi.
What?
No. Every other sheet that holds you could. Tosos holds you could.
No, Tosos does not hold you could.
Tosos holds when you have multiple houses in one chatzer. Do you light multiple candles on Pesach chatzer?
No, you don't. You know, because he holds you can't light multiple candles because you can't tell what it is.
So then isn't that his case?
No, it's not his case. His question is...
That's his case of Nair houses in one chatzer.
There are multiple houses.
In one chatzer, you have
one
candle with two wicks, whatever.
That's the Magid Mishnah.
For both people.
That's the Magid Mishnah.
That's Tosos.
But that's the Magid Mishnah that argues on the Sar Shalom.
That's also Tosos holds you light in the chatzer.
Who cares about Tosos? He's talking about the Magid Mishnah and Rav Sar Shalom.
Okay, thanks.
I'm just saying he's from Rav Sar Shalom and Magid Mishnah.
Right.
Magid Mishnah holds that you light two.
Correct.
Each two, you light two, because now
right. In the same house, the same spot,
same
you have
house,
two separate candles.
Two separate candles.
Correct.
That's correct.
And Rav Sar Shalom will not accept that idea. The reason the Rav is giving for that is because it's a Cholos HaChatza. And therefore, it doesn't make sense, just like it doesn't make sense to have two mezuzahs on one house, it doesn't make sense to have two candles on one chatzah. It's a Cholos HaChatza. It's a Cholos HaGavah, who cares? So Chov is a gav, that's simply the makom. So each guy was high, put in that makom. What's fine, you know? But Chov is a chetzer, that's what it says. It makes no sense. You have two zos in one house. It makes sense to have two candles on one bias, or two candles on one chetzer. So you can see from him that he would hold in the same case where two people living in one bias, he's only going to allow one candle for both.
I mean, the Magid Mishnah holds, you could have two candles in front of the chetzer.
Right, because it's not just a makom. It's just a makom. I mean, it's but they both have a chiyah, but they both put in the right place. Who cares?
Okay.
But Rav Shalom won't accept that because it's a chovas achavza. And it doesn't make sense to have two mezuzahs qualifying one house. It's not going to make sense to have two neiros qualifying one chatzer.
How do you know the Sar Shalom holds its Achovas?
That's the way I'm saying. That's the problem with Sar Shalom. Why does he hold that when you each person wants land is owned, now they have to move it to the bias? Why don't they just all put the real places the Chatzah? You see that from him initially. So let them all put their candles in the Chatzah, and that's the Makom. It must be, he has a Sfar that doesn't accept that.
It doesn't accept putting two. So
putting two candles in one Makom.
That's what he means by Achovas of bias.
Right. Right.
Learning is just like a real mezuzah, because he says openly, you can't have more than one mezuzah.
Yes, right. That's what he's learning. And that's what he learns the Rambam too that way.
And in the bias, so then how can you just put it on the chatzar? I mean, the bias needs an air.
Right.
So you just put it on the chatzar? It's not in the chatzar, it's in the bias.
It must be, as I'm saying, there must be the
chatzar. I guess you put a mezuzah on the chatzar too.
So you should have both.
You should always have to have both.
I mean, then you can say in every room you can have to have one. If he's a member of the bias, he doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
And if he's not, he has no bias.
So he's not chayav.
Right. That's what we try to answer with the kvias. Okay,
right.
But anyway, but he has no doubt. Okay. V'amuchachum v'vor mizeh.
V'amuchachum v'vor mizeh. The amnam ikar hachiv d'neros chanukah hu l'hadlik b'beiso b'chdeish yiyya ner chanukah doloik b'chol bayis u'bayis. Aval nosif l'zeh yeish gam chovas gavra l'hadlik ner chanukah b'chol ish v'ish chayiv b'maisa havlaka.
We need nosif
l'zeh. Yeah. Make two brachas.
What's the nosif?
It gets better.
So what is he saying? He's saying there's two?
Yeah, he's saying there's two.
Wild.
The Alkane in ha loka shall babais mo ilo gabe ha achsenai medin de neri shubesa. Shim hochi a lovely shtate peputa im ha balabais yishlo chovas ha loka bebesa vade ha hishtafus peputa hu choshev kishlucho lamaisa ha loka.
So he doesn't have a bias. So it's not chayev and not chayev of having an air and a bias.
Right.
But he has a chayev of what?
Mais adlaka.
He's chayev and adlaka. So why don't you simplify that? There's only a chayev mais adlaka and the place to be madlaka is the bias.
Right.
Also, how do you have a shleach for
it? Where do you see this two chayev? I mean, that's going to be very cumbersome.
Wait, it gets better.
But well, I think he's saying it's chayev, then how does all the b'nai bias yotze with that? With that, the adlaka of all the bias?
What do you mean?
So how does one family member light and they don't say everybody? Everyone's Yotzei.
Because they're open to bias.
Right, but he's saying because it's the Chovas of bias, so therefore the Chovas of bias makes it into, they're all one, you know, that Hadlach counts for everyone.
Okay, go for it.
He's not going to this year for one
Gavra.
He's not saying it one.
Adam Yosef Lokas Neros Chanaka Shemadlikim Vesa Knesses Shari Lo Haisa Hadlach Vesa. Mikomalkom achsenoi she ain lo bias shabi yotzi de chavaso behalokas neros de besa knesses she ain lo chiyav haloka el betoras chovas gaber b'chol shish ala neros chalos shem de ner chanuka yachol lotzeis de chavaso im mishate behalokazu vegam hadlokas neros de besa knesses shabi ika b'chu de ner shel chanuka yachol lotzeis behem de chovas gaber shol. El Aimbahem Taurus Neri Shubeso, Brach Achsenoi, Shapatum, Din Ner Beso, Yotze Biner Besa Knesses.
So, according to this, it can be Shtatif with anybody in the world, no?
Yeah, just go to the shul.
No, but it could be another Baal Bais, his next door, the guy living next door. You can just give him a fruit.
Well, go further,
sir. No.
Why not? Why is business better?
Yeah. Business is the Bais for Kal Yisrael.
The iron came with Beis Yosef.
Right, that's what we said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not saying, he's just saying it's a chiyuv of mais and luck, it's not tied to bias at all. The shul bias. Right? Just a chiyuv of mais and luck, though.
Vayin came with Beis Yosef Shkosa B'Shem HaKolbo Dezehu Kol Iker Takanas HaLokas Nerus Debeis HaKnesses Lahutzias HaOrchem She'en Lahem Bayis She'en Lahem Bayis Yidei Chubasam V'Lagos
Me'Harav
Baruch Frankel L'Shulchan Aruch Sham Kosov Kein Lahejid Achsena Yotzi Yidei Chubasam B'Nerus Shal Beis HaKnesses Vizel Shana, Birivash Mavur Hatam, the Inyots and Beneros Hamalikim Beis Haknesses, the Mitzvahs Chanaka, Neru Shabeso, Wilfize Yeshla Chor Lomar, the Im Oreach Malik Neros Beis Haknesses, Ain Serkla Halak Bachsanya, the Gufe Niftar Bamash Malikinol Beis Haknesses, Vibeso Malikinol. Beso
Malikinol?
No, that we couldn't figure out that
meant. So why do you need
if it's Limbesa, then there's no halacha b'asanai. But they're all together.
Well, that's why he takes that up. Well, the varina near.
Well, the varina near. The af im malikin al bebeisa yotzei de chavaso. The belav halchi in b'hadlaka b'achsanya kiyum shalner yishubesa.
What? So
what's mishtatef? That's what's mishtatef. Let's finish off.
Nikro base of Makom Harishon Shehu Iker Dirasa. Vizenir Mavur Hete, Lamashinis Karti, the Ach Sinoi, Ainlo Kium Shal Ner Yishubeso, Bach Sanya Shalo, the Beso Eno El Bimkomo Harishon.
It was his Nach Sinoi that it doesn't have his first house.
That's what's wrong with that. That's
what's wrong with
it. No,
what about... Boy, he's only an Achsanah that doesn't
have a bias. Yeah, correct. That's the case where you're Mishtatev.
And that's the case where you're Mishtatev.
Right.
But if you have a bias...
Then Malikinolov, that's it.
And what if it's not Malikinolov?
You mean that for some reason they don't, you mean?
Yeah, he's far away from his house and he's traveling with his wife. There's nobody home.
Ubizei Yishliashe Kushes Hachronim, Bahadalomina Bahsenoi, Shimadligan a Lobisoch Beso, Din Mahajan Nero Holachavechot, to whom he shum the Din Mahajan heavy rock with Beso, she is Kim Shalner Beso, Ubeso who bemakum Ikerdi Rosso, the Eno bemakum Haach Sanya.
Rock upon Shamma by his clown.
Tiknu lo din had loka mechudash bemakum Haach Sanya, Lotse Side Chobas. Chiyuv ha'adlaka, the Rami Agavra. Ve'en ba'adlaka zu kiyum shal ner beiso klal. Al da'agrav yosei de'cho v'aso ba'adlaka zu. Avo b'nasoi o shiyesh lo horim k'shar b'nei bayis ha'madlikim alav beveso. Kloikar chiyuvu hu beveso shedarbo klashana v'lo b'makom shemis arech. Ve'en lo kiyum ha'adlaka b'makom acher. V'lo mi boye de din hidar lek v'zeh. Ukamosha and his karti. El degam in lo lechayev as atmo aide she chavin sholotes ba loka shon ligan lo beso. O aide she yadlik kodem she had legal beso. Kamosha kasavti. Kamosha kasav of Mishne Berurah. De beso hu dafka sham lo kan. Lamela lo shayach b'makom zeh shum hadlaka lefi divrei Haramim.
Wow. So he's saying that if you're traveling, and you don't have anybody be mad the glove of self base,
that's it.
I'm just going to punch.
He's, I understand. He's also saying that in the Sanya.
What?
When I
don't travel.
Don't travel, Hanukkah.
Don't travel.
Right. See?
I mean, he's saying he just has the Chofetz Gavra.
Yeah, well, what is it?
To do what, though? To lie down?
To do what?
Light a, any Hanukkah candle?
To light a new Hanukkah? I mean,
no, to lie in Central Park.
It means his basic theory is very good. the combination of these two things.
Right. But also, it's just
he's saying that there's a chova on the bias, and there was also a chova on the gavra.
Right.
So he's saying the achsenoy doesn't have a bias, so he doesn't have a chova on the bias anymore. But it just has a chova on the gavra. But what's the chova's gavra to lighten the bias?
Surah?
It's surah, yeah, it's wild.
To lighten the
achsenoy. Does he get this from his notes?
Bias of chayes surah.
I know, but he's not saying that.
They used to sleep in the base of
the surah.
But Rabbi, he's not saying that. He's saying an achsenoy is living somewhere else.
That's why they used to make
he's living
works out.
It's Carlos Gavra and the Malkin Pierce is in the bias.
So now he's by Roy. He's
that's right. He has a kvias, but it's not a full kvias.
That's correct.
He has a kvias, so
then you go by the kvias.
And then if they're not, then this becomes his chiyuv.
Then the chiyuv will be here.
And it was mishtatev. Why do you need mamon in there? What does that do for you?
Because
you're not a real bit bias.
So what is it makes you through?
No, so they were makel that you could be yotzei through having a chelik in his adlock.
Because you're sleeping there.
You know,
it's your bias for the night.
It's commensurate with your status.
Right.
You're shaykh to it, but you still have to.
They're cool that you can be yotzei through his adlock is only if you have a din moment in the nair.
Right. Because you have to have a chelik in the nair.
Even though normally a person doesn't need a chelik in the nair. I mean, what's all been one bias, they all have a chelik.
It's
all sung on the same show.
So
they all, I mean, you always need a din moment in the nair.
You don't need a din moment in the nair. No, because the Baba bias is the one that owns
the
thing.
Because there's so many hashachana, so it's always his, right? That's what I mean.
They're shaykh
to it. Right.
They have to be shaykh to it, but Torah's like.
Torah's some hashachana.
Right.
But they're all b'nai bias, but he's not a full b'nai bias.
That's the way we had it in the past. It works out very well that way.
But according to you, do you hold that that you can't, like the very last thing he says, that if you have a house of Kol HaShana Kula, you can't become an Achsenoy somewhere else?
I think we said you could. Yeah. We said, because then you don't have your,
don't
that's,
have
not, that's not your full kvias. You don't have your full kvias, but you still have a kvias over here.
Right.
Why should I take away from the fact that you're an Achsenoy over here?
I mean, you have both.
Yeah.
You have both. Just the Iker Kiyum will be through your primary Kiyum.
If you have primary Kiyum.
So if you don't have the primary Kiyum, you'll do the secondary
Kiyum. Secondary Kiyum, so then you can be Yotze through the Mishtatif.
Right, that makes sense. What about these people who hold that you can light
it? Where they slept there is a riot that's considered a bias.
Yeah. Anybody can have a Kiyum through the basic Nesis coin to that.
Right, that's right.
But they're always trying to say it's just because it's not because it's your bias, just because all you need is a ma'is halakha, even if it's disattached from bias. It's not relevant because that's a nice chiyuv is a chos gavra.
Right, so then you can go to anybody.
You can go to anybody. It would seem so. But it's hard to imagine that he would really
say something.
I don't know if it's a question on him or he'd say a chaname. To me, it seems like it's a question because it seems like that's a nice only with the baal bias.
Right.
You can't say a chaname to that, right? You can't say that he could be a mistake to anybody in the world.
Sounds funny.
No. Good base kinesis works. So it's just base